This program is sponsored by the Alan Churchill Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG1WO. This is Alan Churchill speaking. I have a special guest here in the studio with me this morning. It's the Reverend Donald Criss, pastor of First Baptist Church, Smiths Falls. Before I bring my message, let us talk to Don. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Alan.
Yes, good to have you here with us, Don. Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Well, Alan, I'm originally from Toronto and born and raised there. My wife, Tricia, we've been married now for 40 years. We have two daughters and five grandchildren. I came to faith in 1973. Had never embraced the faith of Christianity before that. And following that, it was 7 years later where I began pastoring at a church in downtown Toronto. Graduated from McMaster Divinity College in the year 1983. And as you've already said, I've been pastoring for about 30 years now.
Don, what do you feel is the most exciting aspect of your preaching and teaching?
Wow, what a great question. I really believe that the answer to that is seeing people fall in love. And by that I mean falling in love with the Lord Jesus Christ, seeing people come to faith, seeing people come back to their faith, seeing people literally sharing their faith, seeing people live their faith. I find that so exciting as they hear the word being preached that it impacts their lives and it changes them.
That's wonderful. What are the needs where people are hurting the most? We're talking about a hurting society. What about the people that you come in contact with?
I believe the needs are relational needs. Primarily as a pastor and as well as a certified counselor, I'm running into this all the time. Relational needs. The fact is that every humanoid that's ever lived on planet Earth has four emotional needs. Think about it. The need to love and to be loved. And because we have a tendency of messing that up, the need to be forgiven and the need to forgive. And then comes that whole issue of trust. How often have we heard people say, I just don't think I'll ever trust again. And after that comes that fourth emotional need, the need to think that there's a hope, there's a future, there's a destiny. Therefore, the needs are a need to be loved, a need to be forgiven, a need to trust, and a need to have hope. And what a privilege it is to say to people, to introduce them to Jesus Christ, who will love them deeper and more completely than anyone ever could. And he forgives our sins. And that's the good news. As well as that, we can introduce him as the one who is completely trustworthy. And I love sharing this with people to say, and does he have a plan for your life, a future and a hope? And it's amazing. So I'm thrilled to share that when it comes alongside of their needs.
Again, that's highly relevant as far as I know from my own experience. I know you're also interested in missions, Don. Could you tell us a bit about the need for missions in the world today?
Yeah, there's a real challenge when we think of missions. Of course, when we use that word missions, we're thinking about missions global and we're thinking about missions local, both local and global. Hosea chapter 2 speaks in verses 12 to 14 about God addresses the issue and where I think the needs of missions really are. He says that there is a valley of Achor, and he turns the valley of Achor into the door of hope. Achor means pain. Achor means trouble. Now put it together. In the world, whether we're going on missions overseas or local, we're going to people who have trouble in their lives. They're experiencing pain in their lives. And we have a message that says, you know what? God can turn this into hope. And that hope is none other than Jesus Christ.
Don, I know that you have an interest in young people. What are your concerns about young people? What have you been involving yourself in terms of a youth ministry or a ministry to youth?
Well, we have youth ministry at our church, of course, and I've done youth speaking at workshops and conventions for years. But primarily what my concern is this. If we are to believe the stats that seem to keep coming through groups like the George Barna Research Group, that only 1 out of 10 of our youth will actually return to the church after they go off to college or university. As a matter of fact, we're told that after the first year university, over 50% of them, just over 50%, will renounce their faith. That concerns me. That concerns me about them being grounded in the Lord and grounded in His Word. What also concerns me is that this impacts the home. The Bible is very clear about the teaching or the training of a child, of our youth, needs to occur in the home. George Barna, and if I have a few minutes, George Barna did another survey. He surveyed 4,017 people, and he asked them three questions. Question number one was this. Do you consider yourself to be a Christian? Very interesting response. 74% of the people responded and said, yes, we consider ourselves to be Christians. So out of 4,000, that's about 3,000 people. The second question was addressed to the 3,000 people. The next question was this, do you consider yourself to be a committed Christian? Well, 52% of them said, yes, we see ourselves to be a committed Christian. Well, now we're down to about just over 1,500 people. Finally, the third question was, when you say you're a committed Christian, by that, do you mean God first? Well, the answer to that was only 17% said, God first. Now put it together. We have Christian homes, people who are saying that they're Christians and they're committed, but by that they mean only God is first. God is first. Only 17% are saying that. Is that aligned, or does that come alongside of the youth that only 1 out of 10 are returning to our churches? I think we have a problem. I think the problem is that the homes need to be encouraged, the churches need to get behind the parents, and I think there's a role for grandparents here as well, Alan. I think it's a wonderful role for prayer and for encouragement and to train these children and these youth in the way of the Lord. Final thing is this. The young people are relational as well, and they need to know that God loves them, and they need to know that they matter to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Boy, this is exciting stuff, Don. I mean, this is where the, as we used to say, somewhat tritely, this is where the rubber hits the road. And yes. I have three children of my own. They're growing up and away. But thanks ever so much for being with us. We want you to stay for the rest of the program. And I'm sure that the listeners to this program are delighted to know that that we know each other and are able to talk on terms like these that are so relevant. So thank you very much, Don, and I hope that that you will be blessed and that we will be blessed by your ministry too. Now let's break in here and listen to some music by Signature Sound, My Heavenly Father Watches.